bougie every now and again.
Oh, you're so Danielle. So I'll tell you what
Oh.
song has been haunting me today.
What?
Annie, I'm not your daddy. Why is that in my head?
I have no idea. Where did you hear that?
I know, kind of like I woke up with it. And it's like on a permanent loop. And the more I think about it, the meaner it is as a song.
Yeah, it's not great.
If you were my girl, you wouldn't be so ugly. Gosh.
I've had Tom Sandoval in one of his early bands, Touch in Public. Oh, it's a great, the beat, it's a great song. It's a fantastic
song. Is it
song.
A cover? Doesn't he only do covers?
I don't know. I feel like it's an original song, this one.
Really? If you're playing the trumpet.
You have to, I don't know if you played the trumpet, no. But you're going to have to look it up, because it's actually, it's a very 80s vibe. Like, just the, yeah, you'll like it.
Okay.
It's a great beat. I really like it. But it's like, it's just a tip. Because it's like, Touch in Public.
Hello and welcome back. Finally, sorry, we've been a little bit delayed to this week's episode of They're Not Even Real Housewives, though. We have got quite a lot to catch up on. Tijana's been away, so she's basking in beautiful post-holidayness, and I'm still sick.
I'm basking in, I've been to Amsterdam, so you can
in
imagine.
In a haze gig.
Yeah, you can imagine what I'm basking in.
We were just saying, there's a lot to talk about. Where should we start?
Well, the thing is, I don't really remember anything. So,
great, good start.
Let's just put it out there now that we're going to talk about episodes and franchises and shows, and they're not going to be in timeline order.
Okay.
They're going to be sporadic.
Because since we've spoken, we've had two jerseys.
We've had two jerseys.
Two Vanderpumps
and one Miami.
Well, Miami, the second part of the reunion, which I didn't realise was three parts.
Well, because that, I don't know what it said on your thing, but my description, it said the reunion concludes.
Oh, I don't know. I don't read.
Fair.
Picture.
And then at the intro, Andy says continues. So I'm assuming there's another part. Yeah.
Yeah, because we didn't have a shot at the end or whatever we do, did we?
No, we didn't. But I mean, the only thing I took from this part of the reunion, Miami reunion, is Alexia is so delusional.
Oh, my God.
And so pig-headed.
And so thick-skinned and thick-skulled and thick.
Everything. And the way that Dr. Nicole was just like, you're delusional. Like, said it to her face. And she was like, no, this is who I am. This is how I am. This is how I do things. This is whatever.
This is my tool.
And telling Julia that she's more pro-LGBT than Julia is.
She is.
Okay.
Because you married a gay guy.
Put that bit together.
That was the only thing I could see. That was the only link I could go for. I was like, sorry, what? Well, Tina's come out now and had her, like, for some reason, interview with Piers Morgan and about being cancer-free.
Yeah.
So that, yeah. Other than being with Piers Morgan, is great.
Well, I mean, yeah. I do feel like you've made it in life, though, if you do a Piers Morgan life stories.
Yeah. He's so intolerable.
He is. He is. But I do enjoy him in doses, because I thoroughly enjoy listening to what outlandish stuff he's going to come out with.
Oh.
But, yeah, he's not for
I
me.
I went down an internet wormhole when I was trying to work out if Martina Navratilova was the richest queer woman or the richest. She was high up on quite a few lists, but I was trying to, like, whittle down my lists. I couldn't find the list I was looking for.
Well, why were you doing that?
Well, I don't know. We're talking about how I was wondering. We were talking about, I don't know, gay people in sport. I don't know why.
Right. Okay.
I think it just started with how much she's worth, which is like 25 mil.
That's all. I mean, she's
it's
not,
a lot, but then
she's not Serena.
No, she's not Serena. But also, like,
she hasn't played tennis in like 20, 30 years.
Yeah. And like, it's still so gendered, isn't it? Sport. Like,
yeah.
Bonkers.
Yeah, it's like if you look at Steffi Graf and Andre Agassi as a married couple in tennis, he's worth like four times more than she is, but they played the same amount of tennis.
Well, they don't, do they? Because they don't play the same length games in tennis. It's very weird.
Oh, do they not?
No.
I thought you just played until you stopped.
No.
Like, I thought that's how tennis worked, that you played until the game was over.
No, there's 5 sets in men's and only 3 sets in women's.
Oh, yeah, of course there is. But the length of the time that you play can still
It's as long as it is, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I'm slightly right. Okay, fair. All right, I don't want to talk about Miami because...
Okay, fine.
We're going to catch up again because we really didn't plan this recording well enough because we're on the eve of Girls Trip launching.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to have to record again, like, tomorrow.
Okay.
Whenever, to catch up on Girls Trip. But...
So we're going to talk about... So Jersey. When we next talk, we'll talk about Miami and Girls Trip.
Yes.
So today we're going to talk about Jersey and Vanderpump Rules.
And Vanderpump Rules, yes. So we're going to have to, like... Oh, wait, hold on. Do we have any... Yeah, you can tell we haven't done this in a while. We're all over the place. Have you got any life hacks or anything you need to share from the...
Oh, I don't think so, though. I would like some because I just... How do I be healthy? Will somebody please tell me? All my messages, and I've had loads, and it's been great. It's basically all been Scandaball related. People sent me such good stuff. It's so funny. And I can't keep up.
Everyone's saying I'm rewatching
from the start. I'm so impressed with everyone. I've not been rewatching from the start, but I don't have to because people are just telling me it all.
Yeah, it's I forget how much equal parts I love and despise James Kennedy.
Yeah, he's
his
a real
confessionals
tightrope, isn't
he? Everything.
He's very funny in a way that you would like to be able to shut the door on him.
Yeah, you need to watch. Like, I'm sure you can find the clip on the internet somewhere where he says to Jax, go make some more Cosmopolitans, some pop teenies. It just, that lives rent-free in my head and it has done for like 10 years. And it's coming back now because obviously people are rewatching. So like the gifts are coming back up on my timeline. And it's just, as soon as I see it.
This is his like reincarnation moment, doesn't he?
Why is him and Britney all over the press?
Because they think this is their thing, and I don't know how they make money. So they're desperate to try and make some. She has got those tits hoiked up.
And she's done a lot to her face as well. She never used to look like that.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Anyway, Jersey.
So
I have notes.
When we started, we were getting ready for the softball game. That's not last episode, but the episode before, yeah?
Yes.
I don't know if I want to watch the softball game every year.
I thoroughly enjoy the softball game.
Really?
Yeah, I really do.
I was halfway through this one and I thought I could just watch last year's episode.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the softball brings me. The actual vehicle of it, I'm not sure.
Well, I think
if it's not going to bring me Frankie... who was like a blur in the background for a second.
Yeah, because we got Joey Gorga the third, didn't we?
Yeah, I don't need that.
And he should be called Trey, but we won't get into that.
They are so small, though. So small. Like, when you see them next to a baseball bat.
They're tiny, aren't they?
They're so small. I'm like, you are smaller than me. They are tiny.
Yeah.
So we do see some stuff before then. We see Marge having surgery.
Oh, when she was lifting her arm up. That was brilliant. When she's like, look, it just raised itself up. And poor Joe was just like, that's because you moved it. That was everything.
Like, she thinks she's been fucking like, got a robot arm.
She's been
Winter Soldiered in this moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we get to see Teresa in therapy all the time now. That's just a thing.
Yeah, but I really like the way that she did her old stuff. Like, why is she changing? Don't change. I need to see the table flipping.
Oh, okay. You don't want to see the Serene. You want to see the...
No. Well,
you
want
to see her punch a bitch.
I think, absolutely, because I want to see her lose her shit on Louis when he inevitably comes out as... a really bad guy.
Whatever the fuck he is.
Like, it's bizarre. And at the end of this week's episode, if anyone deserves to get smacked in the face, it's Louis.
If anyone deserves it to get smacked in the face, it's somebody who wears their dead father-in-law's pajamas.
Okay, so let's talk about this one section right now. We may come back to it again when we talk about the next
episode. Like we might come back to it every week.
Yeah. So when they're fucking, is he fucking her in her dad's pajamas?
This is the only question, surely.
Because does she like, oh, what you smell like my dad? Like, what's happening there? Is that why she said you have dad? Is that why Jackie says you have daddy issues?
I mean, issues abound in that statement. But also, let's assume you have made the enormous mental leap that you have found your father, your deceased father-in-law's pajamas, and then you have either put them on or been asked to put them on, and you've done that. Because that's already a place I think most people can't get to. But then that you would tell your brother-in-law in some sort of attack on him. Like, what the fuck? What are you trying to win? Are you trying to be his dad? Like, what is the aim?
Is he a necrophiliac? What's the people that have sex with dead people?
Yeah, that is a necrophiliac.
Like, is he into that?
There are other people who pretend to be dead people. So
is the dying?
I don't know what that's called, but there is that. I just think it's like, I think he's just like power insane.
That's the only time I expect Joey Gorga to react the way Joey Gorga would normally react. And he was so
He was shocked
by that he didn't know what to say, bless him.
And I think that's fair. I think that's a fair reaction.
Yeah.
I can't possibly imagine what I would say in that circumstance.
That's going to take me a minute. I'm going to be like...
Just place yourself. So think of your like brother-in-laws.
No, it's like, no, in my itch, because my dad's actually dead, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like my husband wearing my dad's pajamas.
Oh, God, yeah. I was putting myself in Joseph's shoes.
No.
You're putting yourself in Teresa's shoes.
I'm putting myself in Teresa's shoes. And then my husband saying to my brother... Is it?
No.
I wear your dad's... My brother would kill him, like rip his limbs off.
I think that is the like afterwards reaction, but I think the actual reaction that happens, as happened with Joe, is that everyone is just so shocked that nobody can do anything in that situation. Like I cannot wrap my head around the fact that it's real.
Why would you say that?
Oh, that is like, why would anybody fucking know that? Like if that happened, that's the sort of thing families cover up, like child abuse.
Absolutely. Like Whitney's family needs to have a conversation with Louis.
They're probably in a chat room together. People wear their dead dad's pajamas.
Oh God. Oh dear God.
Yeah. So there's no excuse for that.
No, absolutely not.
We see Jennifer Aiden's children like
cleaning
with like, they fill like 75 bin bags. What the fuck is happening in that house?
And they're just moving it from one room to the other.
Just carrying bin bags about.
But it's like how it is in my house. Like I've got bags of stuff that needs to go to the charity shop that just gets moved from place to place. Like it doesn't actually make it to the charity shop. It will eventually.
Yeah.
So I related to that. I felt like that was a humbling moment. that I can be poor and still have the same issues as rich people. I like that.
She tells Bill that he's afraid of Marge.
No, and he can't be nice to her.
Yeah.
And they have to...
None of those things are not true.
No, but he's so checked out. He's not
we
in
find
it.
Out, don't we, he comes home and he goes to the pool house.
Remember we had this conversation, like the last episode on the podcast. It was like we were foreshadowing again. And yeah. I was like, he's the type of parent, he doesn't participate.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I thoroughly enjoyed it when Jen Aiden called Marge an albino in a wig. Which I feel like is redundant because she just needs to be blonde. I don't think the wig is necessary, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah. I don't know. When you've got as much hair as Jennifer Aiden has, you're going to weaponize other people's. Like, Marge hasn't got luxurious hair, has she?
What's it Jen said? When she was like, disheveled? I look like a shampoo advert, okay?
I did think she looked like a mermaid, oddly, in that, like, when they were going to that luau party in that blue arrangement. Yeah. I was like, yeah. I don't know why this is giving me mermaid vibes, but it really is.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
Oh, we got to see Dolores' dad. I love.
I'm supporting says for a 2 mile walk, because she'd be like, Dad, come on, 2 blocks.
He brings his own soda.
He brings his own Coke. He doesn't want to put her out.
And then she's like, can you have coffee at this time of the day?
No, but I can drink a litre and a half bottle of Coke, but I can't have coffee. Problems.
Yeah, they've not looked after themselves, have they?
No.
I was going to say the Catanias, but they're not Catanias, are they?
I don't know what they are.
PC Patterson,
exactly.
Need more from Paulie, though.
Okay, so he's just not in it, is he? I put this down on my notes.
Yeah.
Like, he just doesn't want to be a part of it.
No,
he's not interested in it.
And now he's had a heart procedure. And I'm not believing it. And I understand that, like, I wouldn't want to be in it as the boyfriend. That would be shit. But if he's going to be on it, I want there to be more. I want to see him.
Yeah, like, don't give me a horse and not let me ride it. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's in it, but he's not in it. Like, I want to know more about this accent that keeps dipping in and out.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you're either Irish or you're not. I'm sorry.
I don't think that's the case on the East Coast of America.
Yeah, but I mean...
Larry says to Dolores, though, when they're out having a walk, like, he's like, really up for Paulie. Like, like, in a non-show related way, in a personal, real-life way, that she deserves to be happy and she deserves a partner who's checked in. And he says, you towed that bus on your own. I thought, yeah, that's a really good analogy.
She really did, didn't she?
Yeah.
She raised them kids, and she raised some good
kids. Yeah, exactly. She's done such good work.
Yeah.
She does, like, fucking deserve to be happy.
If my son grows up to be half of the mummy's boy that Frank Jr. is, I'm absolutely
And
set.
Like, the achievement of Gabrielle as well.
Absolutely. Like, she was determined to do what she had to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's even harder to be a vet in America than it is here.
Well, she had to go to school in the Caribbean, didn't she? Because
it's crazy. It's like
college.
Harder than being a doctor.
Yeah. I can't.
So we see them go to the batting cages.
Yeah.
And Rachel Fuda says that she's got a third base. Is that her, like, funny line?
Yeah, she's like, but I've been to a third base with John Fuda a few times. And then she does that click. I can't do that click when you click and wink.
I don't think I've ever really understood what the bases are.
It's first base over the top boobs.
Oh, I thought it was just mouths.
Oh.
Mouths.
So I thought first base was
mouth
over
to mouth?
The top boobs.
Okay.
Then the second base is like crutch. Playing.
Okay, with hands.
Yeah, and then third base I thought was like full penetration. No?
Well, I don't know, because then isn't fourth base like a home run? I would have thought that would be actual
fourth
sex,
base
isn't
is penetration.
So I didn't know if third was like oral. I think I thought it was like...
I love the way that you're squirming in your seat right now, like you're imagining getting oral sex. You're like, oh, hi.
Yeah, I think I thought it was like making out, fingering, blowjob, sex. But I don't know. And I also don't understand baseball, so I don't know. There could be five things for all I fucking know. I think it's a diamond.
American listeners,
tell us what you mean.
Or anyone, actually, who knows. Can you just let us know what the bases are, please? Because we'd like to know.
I mean, I'm assuming she's gone all the way with John Fuda.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, I've hit fourth base a few times, but
it depends.
Just twice, because I only have two kids, right? Not done it any other time.
No.
But yeah, and then Melissa's starting to plant the seed, isn't she? That I feel like Melissa's trying to get her allegiance. She's trying to get her group.
Yeah. She's getting her tribe in line.
Yeah, she's trying to get Frank. She's trying to get Brittany. She's trying to get the Fudas. And she's trying to build that through. But she's doing it through Joe, because no one actually likes Melissa.
No.
Because if you flash forward to this week's episode when the new girls are shopping.
Yeah.
They're quite shady about Melissa Gorga.
They are.
So I don't know if anyone actually really likes Melissa.
No, I don't think anyone really does.
Apart from Marge, but that's she's already got Marge really on side. Liked her. Yeah, but she's already got her inside yeah. against Teresa, so she doesn't need anyone else. And then
I
Jackie
love
and her
this week, like with her. Like, she was just like, how dare they say I've got an arsenal against people? Wait till you hear what I've got to fucking say about them. I was like, right, well, you've just really proved them right, haven't you?
And I don't think it's that big of a deal. She could have said a lot worse.
And then she kept saying, like, I would never talk about anybody and all this shit. And I was like, that's just so not fucking true. I'm the least judgmental person. No, you're fucking not.
See, now, I disagree with that. I don't think Marge is judgmental. I just think she tells you about it.
I think she does it in she means she's not saying it in a complimentary way.
No, but you know, like the type of friend, remember we've had this conversation before, like we don't like going out with people that will go out and drink with you until 4 o'clock in the morning, but then tell you the next day all the stupid shit you did.
Yeah, I think that's because they're judgmental.
Is that is that what that is? Oh, okay.
I think so. Right. I think they're I don't she's trying to play both sides, Marge. You have to own your shit, don't you?
Yeah.
You definitely can't be like, how dare you say I keep all this info on people? Wait till you hear what I heard about you. It's like, right, well, you definitely
bougie.
Do that. Yeah, bougie. Bougie. Yeah.
But then
I think
it goes...
Danielle's got to be really careful, hasn't she, if she's going to... Well, she's decided. I think she's chosen. I think it's a bad idea. I get why she wants to, like, fully cozy up to Teresa, but she's making a tough bed to lie in.
No, it's Teresa's show.
Yeah, but it means you have to, like, have all these fucking conversations all the time.
Yeah, this is true. But I think the reason why Jackie keeps coming for her is because she stole Jackie's full-time spot.
Jackie needs to fuck off.
So I've heard rumours and rumblings on the internet that until they started filming, they didn't know who was main cast and who was friend of.
Ooh.
And
cold.
So Jackie was filming.
Thinking she was a full cast member.
Thinking she was full time. And then Danielle took her full time spot and she got demoted to friend of. But that doesn't explain why she was coming for her from the get go, right? Because if they only found out during filming. But I think it's because she had an idea that she was being threatened, like her position was being threatened. Because didn't she release that statement that she was stepping back to deal with her mental health and her eating disorder and all the rest of it.
I am quite happy not to see Jackie. I thought it was interesting when she tried to like stir the pot with Jen and then she ended up, Jennifer Aiden, and ended up getting pulled into the like, our marriage is tough and he doesn't do anything and I feel, and she seemed like genuinely surprised. She thought she was just like pushing story and she wasn't expecting that conversation. Then she was like, oh shit, that's horrible.
Yeah. And I felt like, oh, genuine
look, you're being
compassion.
A real, you're being a real person there. That's better.
Yeah. But I like the way she started the conversation with, are you okay to have a conversation, in her condescending tone. You've been drinking tequila all day. Are you too drunk?
Oh, but all this shit, like, well, I don't believe the story about her and her brother. It's like, don't you not fucking talk to your sister?
What? Okay, this is on my notes.
You're fucking glass house to throw stones in, bitch.
What do we know about your sister, you and your sister's beef?
We know that she doesn't talk to you.
That you're the reason. I promise you.
Mm.
Absolutely. So then we have the baseball game.
Yeah.
And they see the calendar for the first time.
Oh, yeah. And they like really bond over it because Joe fucking runs away in that dressing. What do you.
And takes the kid.
Do you call a dressing room in sport?
Changing room.
Changing
room. Locker
room. Yeah. That. He like fully runs away and doesn't speak to Teresa. And it's
and
like,
takes the kid.
Bitch.
But they're the first ones in confessionals to say that they don't bring it to the children.
Oh,
they don't
do
whatever else. But yet they're the first, like, the only thing I've seen is them try to keep their kids away.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, I'm not having it. So yeah, but then they do kind of bond over the calendar. The calendar, which symbolises Dolores, is such a bonding element for them, isn't it? Because they all kind of love it, which is kind of lovely.
Oh,
so then we see Joe cutting the sleeves off his top and
settling for baby Joey.
Oh my word, it's just ridiculous.
Absolutely. And that's it. And then they play a game.
Well,
and
then I thought, oh, I miss Tiki.
Yeah. But I found myself screaming at the TV like I was actually at the game.
Oh, okay. Whereas I just thought, well,
I was
so shit.
I was really into it. And I was like, go. I was like, yes, gotcha, yes. And then when Danielle was like, don't let the long hair and nails fool you.
Oh, yeah. That clip of her fucking chewing gum as like a toddler, I was like, Staten Island.
Why are we getting so much backstory of Danielle?
She's like the fucking next Kardashian. All of the home videos, nothing is off limits.
But she's the new Teresa, no? It's going to be her show next.
Absolutely. She is fully, fully committed to it.
She's in it.
Yeah. And she's prepared to show fucking everything. It's that,
and there's
isn't
not,
it?
No, they're not doing that for anyone else.
No.
Backstory of Rachel Fuda.
No, I feel like I'd like to know some backstory. Jen Fester, we know, is here for a season.
But I love Jen Fester.
Yeah, but she's not going to cut it.
No, fair.
She's too
normal. I like Jeff Fessler. They
seem great. I would love to hang out with them as couples. Absolutely. I just think they're too fucking normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, the fact that she wants to show us all her home videos, I think is, like, worrying, but great as a housewife.
Yeah, fantastic.
And I'm becoming more and more in love with Nate. That accent, man. It is something else.
He is everything.
And he's just like he's just so prepared to be like, yeah, fine. I just want you to be happy.
I just want one day
where you're content and you wake up and we don't have to be right fucking on everything.
Absolutely. All right, so let's go to the next episode.
Oh. The moment I thought was most the interaction of the game between Bill and Olivia.
I don't think
I'd realise how much he hates Jen until you see what he looks like when he loves someone.
Yeah, it's true. It's actually true.
And when he interacts with her, you're like, oh my God.
The way
the chasm.
He was so tender.
His posture, everything is like so...
Yeah. The way she was like leaning on his shoulder, like his arm.
And he's all like loving
kissing the top of her head. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then Gia had some like... She's been shady. Gia's being what Teresa can't say, I think.
Oh, Gia's been throwing shade for a while.
Yeah.
She's a bit...
But then she's like, it's because she's been made to grow up too much, isn't it? So she's like an adult over her cousins who are actually not... I mean, they're younger than her, but not that much younger than her.
Yeah, but the maturity level between them is very different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we see Dr. Judy.
Is that episode or is that the next episode?
I think that's this episode when we see Dr. Judy with Bill and Jen.
And he's silent.
He's silent.
This is my life, Judy. Welcome to my life, Judy.
Oh my God. I was exhausted. Also, I just feel like Dr. Judy knew she was going to be on telly.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best we could do.
That's how she came with her hair. I know.
Her hair.
She could have brushed it.
Oh my God, it might. But imagine, like, it was so dry.
That's years of the Jersey.
That is years of dry.
Padding of the GHDs and the sunbeds and the everything.
Oh, yeah. And I know that's, we obviously we don't judge people on how they look because that would be terrible. But
especially when I look like a dog shit.
Yeah, I mean, look at me. But I don't know if I would trust someone with my emotional well-being whose hair was in such bad condition.
It's like going to a nail technician and she bites her nails. Like, really?
So yeah, I don't feel we saw anything groundbreaking with Dr.
No,
Judy.
He's checked out.
And he's just like, I'm not doing this.
No.
And also, I have all the cards. What do you think you're doing by dragging me here?
Yeah, but I completely understand.
It's not going to make me change.
No, but I understand the point of why he wanted to go, because he's worried about how it's impacting his children. And that's what you were saying just a second ago.
Yeah.
It's clear that he has immense love for his children.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, at this point, just take the L. Take half of his money and fuck off.
Oh, see, I was having this conversation. I don't think he will let her divorce him.
Oh.
I don't think he loses.
Okay.
He gets his way, doesn't he?
Yeah,
she can kick and scream sometimes and she can fuck money up the wall. But when it comes down to it, it's his way all the way.
Right.
Just because she's been allowed to be famous now doesn't change the fact that it's his way.
Okay. All right.
And that's why he's sitting there being quiet going, because he's like, I'm not wasting my energy and I'm not giving myself enough rope to hang myself here. Like, I'm just not doing it.
Yeah.
That's my interpretation of it. And I think he doesn't, because if there was a point that he was going to be divorced, I think he would have done it by now.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Yeah. I think. Yeah, I don't think. I think he's going to, like, trap her there forever.
Oh, well, that's just a depressing thought.
Yeah.
Well, she just needs to put her finger in his ass a few times and it will be all right.
Oh, yeah, and say the magic word.
Was it Bachunka? No.
I don't know what it was. And I also thought, it made me feel a bit sad for Jen. Made me feel like her kind of life experience is quite limited.
Like, why? Because she's not had her finger up her ass.
Just because she was like, this is the Turkish thing. I was like, oh, I thought this is a Turkish thing.
No, this is the normal.
Everyone's got an arsehole.
Yeah. Like, not everyone appreciates it, but people, like, it's a normal thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, maybe not in Jersey. They're so fucking uptight, aren't they? Maybe they need more of that.
Yeah, maybe.
Can we talk about how they went to the jewellers?
That's the next episode.
Okay, fine. Let's move on to the next episode.
So it starts off with the girls shopping, though, doesn't it? The new girls.
Oh, the new girls. Oh, I'd watch that forever. Though that shop, man, that was a bit ropey. There was some cheap shit there.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Also, even in the start, every time I hear the taglines, I'm like anxious about how laboured Teresa's is.
Because she doesn't understand how blood is harder to clean than water.
It's both
a liquid. She doesn't understand it. It's both liquid. The only difference is one is red. Why is it harder to clean up?
I just can feel that is the 34th take. I'm like, oh God. Please let that sound recorders go home.
Oh, I can't stop yawning. Yeah, and then it's the jewellery shop.
Yes. So I like seeing the new girls' shop. I mean, it's all fake, isn't it? But yeah, they're like, oh, just go and repeat this and just go and run your mouth and then pretend that you're just doing it for transparency is a bit played.
Well, I genuinely believe Rachel Fuda is doing that because
that's how she lives.
Yeah, because that's what she believes she's doing.
Yeah, but Danielle's such a fucking fan. She knows exactly what saying.
Oh, she's been no, but apparently Rachel Fuda had a Bravo account.
Yeah, she's one of us.
She's like, it's like if me and you joined Housewives of Cheshire.
Jesus Christ!
First of all, they're
not
ready.
I could translate for you,
huh?
I could translate for you.
No, I just hang out with Lystra. We speak the same language. I don't know what the rest of these girls speak. I can't. But the jewellery shopping was hilarious for me. It was. So she didn't go to her brother. Jen Aiden didn't go to her brother. Remember that whole drama when they bought Teresa thing for after she did the competition?
Yeah.
But she went to Bill's cousin.
Yeah.
And then at the end of that, when they were trying to explain about keeping enemies close and battle the devil, and they were trying to both say common phrases and it looked like their brains were exploding.
It was hard, wasn't it? I was like, oh, it hurts.
It's almost like when Lala says to Raquel this episode, put a thought together, Raquel. We know you can do it.
Oh, there's not an IQ between them.
As much as they bully Raquel, she absolutely deserves every statement that Lala throws at her.
You don't want people to think you're dumb. Don't act so fucking dumb.
But yeah, those two with the Teresa and thingy, not smart.
Yeah.
Jen Aiden.
So yeah, so we had, her comment of like, I'm keeping with the Turks. I was like, I'm not sure that's the saying you want.
No.
And also they were saying that all that jewellery was diamond and it was all in fucking like plastic bags.
Right.
Like, I don't have a plethora of diamonds, but I've never been offered one in a in a
plastic
sandwich bag.
Yeah, it usually comes in like a velvet
a box.
Yeah, or a velvet pouch.
Yeah, I just feel like yeah, this is all definitely really diamond. It's definitely not fucking. I mean, that didn't even look like Swarovski.
No, it didn't shine in the light, really, did it?
Nothing was particularly sparkling.
No, no. And then they start packing for the shore.
The shore that who hasn't been to the shore?
Danielle.
Danielle hasn't been to the shore since she was like a teenager. And Rachel Food is genuinely
shocked.
She's like, shut up!
Like, why wouldn't you go there? Like, do you not go on vacation? Like, I would go. It's like saying someone who lives in Essex hasn't been to Southend. What the fuck?
That's exactly the comparison I was making.
Yeah.
Of it being like the tacky seaside beside. And it can't be that far away. Which makes me think, she's obviously fucked up enough that there's places she just can't go. And she's just barred.
She's worried. But she looks different enough now that I think she can get away with it.
Yeah. So everyone's upset. Everyone seems to be upset about where they're staying.
Okay, so can I just... I don't know if I'm remembering this correctly. You're going to have to... I don't know why I'm asking you because you don't remember anything.
I won't know. Goodness.
But wasn't it last year when Melissa and Joe asked Teresa to stay with them in their shore house because Louis's family was staying in Teresa's shore house? So she couldn't
stay
there.
Didn't
they
say no and she stayed with the Aidens?
Yes. So now
yeah,
why
that was
she...
My... She's a bit so too... But now she's saying upset? She's never been invited.
Yeah.
And also she was saying that Gia asked... Like, Gia, who's so pissed with them, asked to use their shore house.
And they said no.
Yeah.
I'm sure they said no because...
She was like, I'm 19, I would like to have a massive Rachel. Party at your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the contrast between Jen Aiden's and Melissa Gorga's house, though. Like,
my God, that house of Jennifer Aiden's. Okay. And she's trying to... She thinks we're dumb enough that we're going to believe that she thinks that house looks okay.
Okay, but at the same time, how gangster is... I bought the bed sheets, the mattresses.
Oh, my God. I feel itchy from this conversation.
I can't sleep on someone else. I can sleep on someone else's mattress if I know the person or if it's a hotel. And even then, I don't really like to do
it. I don't want to think about it in a hotel, if I'm honest.
I don't, you know, like the throws, the covering things that you get in hotels and like the extra pillows, they come off the bed before I even sit down. Because I'm like, those don't get washed.
That's just literally 100% jizz.
It is 100% jizz, bed bugs, fucking crabs, gonorrhea. All of the above is not for me. Not
that,
for
right,
me.
Right, so do you believe that the Aidens have bought that house?
On the boardwalk. Like on the boardwalk.
I mean, Bill's like, this is where they have fights.
And it's screaming, and they've got kids? What the hell?
I think that's an Airbnb.
No, I think they've bought the house, and I think the only reason why they bought the house was because it's on the boardwalk, and Jennifer Aiden wanted to say that she has the closest house to the Jersey Shore.
They need to do something. They need to do something with that house. That's not okay. All that yellow pine.
The yellow pine, the thick bossets. It's a lot.
It's too much.
I mean, I understand it if it's your like rental property and you're planning on
using
it.
Yeah, yeah, if you're going to Airbnb it.
But if I'm holidaying in that every summer,
no,
I'm paying to get that refurb.
So there's that's one end. The other end is Melissa Gorga's that nobody's allowed to like sit down in because it looks perfect. And then there's Rachel Food's house that actually looks great and that they clearly live in and has shit in the fridge.
Yeah, I love that house.
Mm.
That's the house I want.
And it has parking.
It has lots of parking. Fully appreciate the parking availability.
Yeah. We'd be great friends of hers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she might not think it.
I don't think she's got any like lack of friends, but I just think if she's in the market.
Yeah, I'd like to be friends with Rachel Vuda.
Rachel, you want to come Southend? We'll totally host you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Come down this way. Fly across the pond. Wait, I was going to say. Yeah, and then it's the whole like wedding invitation argument.
Oh fuck.
And Jackie, it's lunch at Melissa's house with Marge, Jackie.
And the in-laws. Them.
And then it's like, why is Marge's mum get invited to
But she didn't really
wedding?
Get invited, did she?
No.
But also she is a good time. Like, up your game,
and
Donna.
She's friends. And then when you actually lay down what Melissa's family have said to Teresa, why would you want them
They've
here?
Been shite to her.
Yeah, like, why would you want... Like, I'm at the point in my life now where if I was to remarry, I promise you now, there would be two people at my wedding, me and my husband. Why?
I like that you're planning this.
I mean, I'd like to renew my vows, but my husband's not into it, so...
You're just going to marry someone else.
Yeah, so I'm just going to marry someone else for the day. But, like, why would you put yourself in that situation? Like, if you don't want to have people at your wedding, why is it that there's an expectation that people should be at your wedding? I don't understand that.
But also, if this... And what I'm going to say is entirely against what I think about weddings. Because my thought on weddings is you should only invite the people that you want. Exactly what you're saying.
There's but I disagree. In theory, I like that sentiment, but I agree. What you're going to say, I totally agree with.
Yeah.
I disagree with that sentiment, but I agree with it.
So we are voicing each other's opinion. In my real life, I think only invite people you fucking want. Don't invite people if you don't like them. But in the instance where you're having 200 people plus in a wedding that's on television, invite your fucking in-laws. Like, come on. Like, you're just making it more complicated.
Yeah. Why are you giving yourself more headache? I feel like it's more stressful
you don't
to
have
not
to talk
invite
to them.
These people.
Yeah. It's more of a thing to not invite them.
Absolutely.
Just invite them.
And production are paying for it anyway.
Yeah, and it's not assigned seating. You'd have to be fucking next to them. I mean, dear God, what does it matter?
How do we feel about not having assigned seating at a wedding? I feel like that's nuts.
It's a real roll of the dice.
Because I feel like one table would be really crowded and then there'll be no one sitting anywhere else.
I just feel like you've got to be strategic in a wedding. Haven't you? Unless you've got those families that get on.
No.
Anyone got one of those?
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have been to a wedding that didn't have assigned seating.
How did that go?
This is the wedding that I went to that after the ceremony, they like went to fuck and we were all just like loitering about.
Oh. They sound like a great time. Did they announce they were going to fornicate?
No, they were like very religious.
Oh, so is this the first time they got to properly fornicate? Or I mean, obviously they sucked dick and finger banged and all the rest of it. Yeah, of course they did.
No,
all
no,
religious
no,
people
no,
tell
no.
me they don't.
No, I really believe he didn't.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And did they come back happy? Because that's important, because this is the point.
He came back looking like drunk.
Oh, so he had a good time.
Yeah, but I genuinely don't know if he knew what was going to happen.
Did they put it in the right hole?
Well, they got a load of kids, so he must have figured it out.
Okay. Because that's the worst. This is why I don't believe in this whole no sex before marriage bullshit.
Oh, like, no, it seems like a really bad idea.
What happens if he has a small penis? And a terrible
I guess
tongue.
The idea is that your expectations are so low you don't know any better.
No, you know if the penis is not hitting the spot, like regardless if you've had sex before or not.
But if you're that religious, you don't think you're supposed to like it, do you? It's meant
this
to be
is
like
true.
A suffering.
This is true. This is true.
But it was a weird, it was unassigned seating and then, yeah.
They went to
also basic. Yeah, so let's talk about the party at the Gorgas. Firstly, let's talk about the concept of a luau where you have a cigar roller.
Right, because they're Hawaiian. No, Cuban.
It's only 2,000 miles apart.
Not even in the same fucking country. Like, what is wrong with her?
She's dumb.
Yeah.
She's always been really dumb, but like Marge says, it's just that she's been...
Her and Teresa are more alike than they realise.
But they've only been, she's only had Teresa to compare herself to, so she's looked not so stupid. But I like that they had their name made out of bread. I really liked all of the bread shapes.
every piece of bread on that thing, Danielle was giving me life when it came to the love food. It. She's like, is that pizza? I want to try that dressing. Can I take this home? I want to do that. She's been let out of prison after 50 years. And that bitch has just seen shit for the first time.
I love it. I want a bread lobster.
I want a bread everything.
Yes. I want my name in bread. Bread crustaceans, all of the bread.
I think you need to have your surname in bread, though, because that's more letters.
More bread.
Yeah, you get way more bread. I'm fully here for that.
I loved Frank. I loved Jen coming in and being like, "Here, Joey, have a like, you get laid," and Frank being like, "Put it on your hat."
I think that's the quickest Frank Catania has ever been.
That was funny.
And when Joe was like, he's getting fast, this one. Like, I just love the this ones and the used guys and the, oh, I love it so much. So much.
Yeah.
But the men are hooligans.
The men are having a great time, though, aren't they? All this, like, passive-aggressive bullshit and they're trying to wind up and all the fights with the women, and the men are just having a great time.
They're acting like frat boys in a frat house, and they aren't being misogynistic. They're not being rapey. No, they're just having a good time.
And
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Bill Aiden, hula dancing. Highlight of my day.
I knew it would be.
Oh, just... The way he was like, his facial expressions, the way he was trying to move his little tush. Oh, I could.
Oh, and his Gucci slip-ons.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Didn't enjoy seeing him crawl across the floor, though. That was
in a white trouser. But he couldn't do the limbo. That was as close as he was going to get.
And then Frank and Dolores have their chat about why she's not staying in Frank's house.
Oh, and he's like, no, it's Brittany. Brittany's asking why you're not staying in the house.
And Dolores is like, he's got a young hot blonde running around after him. Why is he troubling me?
Oh. And he's going, just fix it. And she's like, fuck off. Actually, fuck off. Like, I'm not playing. But so if Paul doesn't come to any of these conversations will keep happening.
Yeah, this is true. And then Louis gets like, his mask is dropping, right? So he does the thing where he
by
apologizes.
Do you mean we can see his faceless scars more and more?
That.
The skin in front of his ear looks weird.
I need to look at that. I have not noticed. I just can't stop looking at his red forehead.
Oh my God, it's so red.
Yeah. The way he apologizes to Donna Marco and doesn't say anything to Teresa.
Yeah.
And then he's like, let's go invite her to the wedding. And Teresa's just like, wait, what?
She's so fucking furious. And she's like, yeah, fine, invite her. I don't care.
I have to say, Teresa's confessional look that she had today, the lilac purple. Or the purple, stunning. She needs to be a little bit paler.
They are tan.
Or the purple needs to be darker.
Yeah, one of the two. But yeah, they're very tan.
So tan, like it's ridiculous. Like I'm hoping after the summer that's what I look like, but I'm supposed to look like that because I'm half black.
What I would like is to go and get like a 2-inch square of their color put on my arm, just to like see what that would look like,
compare and contrast.
Like it would be like fucking neon orange.
It would look so bizarre. It'd look like those people, you know, that have barcodes tattooed on their arms. Yes. That's what it would look like.
It would be as much of a contrast as actual just black ink on my arm.
So bizarre. So bizarre. And then?
Then we waxed John Fuda.
The best part of the day. He took that like a champ.
He wasn't fucking bothered at all.
He wasn't
sleep deprived. By having two small children and a busy wife who wants another kid and a fucking teenager. He's like, mate, wax my chest like I'll fucking notice.
It's just the way Joe Corker was like, the way this man came into the boys' night with the nappies, diapers. and all the rest of it, he needs to be brought down a peg or two.
And, like, and he's not like, playing like Joey's game of like, he's like, I buzz everywhere and I'm all pumped up and I'm all this. And he's, I feel like John Food is quite secure in his masculinity.
But I also feel like he stopped spraying on his beard.
It's getting more naturalistic, isn't it?
I wonder if the production showed him a quick video and be like, yo, this is how you look. Maybe you should stop. What do you reckon?
Maybe. I didn't know if we were just settling into it. Like, I don't ever notice Jen's nose now.
Which Jen? Oh, no. There's only one. Aiden. When you said that, I just automatically had Rachel and Jen's
Rachel's nose. Yeah.
I've noticed Rachel's nose because she doesn't need to contour it now.
No.
Stop contouring it.
Everyone should stop contouring.
Why?
Because it looks insane.
Okay.
I mean, probably better reasons, like it's a colonialist aesthetic that we don't need to adhere to, but also people look bonkers because they've got a fucking white stripe down their nose. You've and paid to have dark, the fucking nose.
And a very dark jawline.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. But the waxing of the John Fooder was everything to me. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It was when she was like, Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah. She's like, when I'm not at my own brunch tomorrow, it's because I'm in the emergency room because of his fucking chest.
I mean, they were making a right pig's ear of it, weren't they?
They weren't stretching. They weren't patting down after, like, oh my God.
Jen Fessler being like, I don't think Joe Gorg is qualified cosmetologist.
I don't care if I'm a bushwoman. He's not coming at me with a waxing strip. I really like Jen Fessler and I really
like
her husband.
Funny. Her husband seems awesome.
Yeah. It's very
with some great Marge lines.
What did she say?
She talked about how when Jen and Bill were like getting wasted and she said she had secondhand embarrassment. I loved that. Fucking loved it. As a woman who I don't think has ever felt embarrassed.
About anything.
She doesn't appear to have any fucking embarrassment whatsoever. And yet the idea that she was embarrassed by Bill Aiden falling over, I loved.
Thoroughly enjoyed it. But then that's when we get into like the Jackie sign to talk about.
It's all of the Marge, Jackie, all of it, divide and conquer.
And then the Danielle like handles the situation, I feel like
she tries.
Queen.
I
want to see the ratchet because the ratchet we saw in the bus.
Oh, yeah.
I need to see that come out in a full bone.
Well, you can't just be talking these things, can you?
No.
That's not going to get you anywhere.
But I feel like Danielle is still trying to find her place, like where...
She is trying to find her place. And I thought her chats, I thought Nate... They've been through this cycle before.
Yes, clearly.
And he was doing the rehearsed lines of going, but we've done this.
Yes, dear.
And we've discussed this and we've agreed that we're not going to hit people in the face anymore. So now we leave. Like, that is the agreement.
But then they've both done that, both of the new girls. So when Jen Aiden came for Rachel, Rachel left.
Yeah.
But how long is that going to last? So they're being this kind of reasonable humans where they've not really watched Housewives
before.
And
I think it's different, isn't it? If you leave is one thing, but if you leave and you make every fucker who's on your team leave, if you leave and so Teresa has to leave.
Yeah.
That is
Jen
different.
Jen Aiden has to leave.
Yeah, that is a different game.
Yeah. No, but I just feel like it's weird. It's like... Rachel's running back and telling them verbatim everything that they've said. Danielle's running back verbatim and telling them everything they said, but not in a bitchy way. They're just having a general conversation. It's not like they're running back and being like, oh, did you hear what bitch said about you? It's a genuine, when their name comes up in conversation, they talk about it.
They say what happened.
When there's confrontation and they're the butt of the confrontation, they're like, do you know what? I'm going to bow out. And this is like a whole new era for Housewives. Like, I'm not used to this.
I think it won't last, though. I think we've got another 2 episodes of that before it's like...
Oh, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the ratchet to come out in Danielle. And I'm fully here for the Staten Island. I am fully here for it.
She looks strong.
Oh, she looks... But Rachel Fooder used to bodybuild. So let's not...
I wouldn't fuck
with
either
of them. If them two are coming at you on a night out...
Yeah.
Jen Aiden has nothing. Nothing to contribute.
She's like a fucking Yorkshire Terrier. She's like, yep.
So
she's
Jackie.
Jackie could just push over.
Fuck off, Jackie.
Absolutely not here for it.
No.
I don't like how Jen Fessler gets skinnier and skinnier in the confessionals.
Well, she's on that Ozempic.
But don't! Just don't do that. You look fine.
Yeah.
I don't understand. There's a point, isn't there, where, like, I don't know, whatever it is. What is shit that makes your skin look good? What's that called? Collagen. Where your collagen starts to leave your body. You don't want to be getting skinny at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a reason why fat people don't have wrinkles.
Exactly.
And they all look younger than everyone.
Just think, yeah, you're just going to age yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
In your 50s and start losing weight at fucking 10 pounds a week. Don't do that.
My friend, Jersey ends with the bombshell that Louis...
Oh, next episode with the Louis and the pyjamas and we're all sick in our mouths.
Yeah. So I'm hoping there's some context to that conversation and we've missed it.
Okay, what context would that be?
I don't know, Rosie. I'm just saying, I hope there's context.
I hope it's not, like, unsolicited.
No, I think it was probably unsolicited, but I feel like he was trying to make a point that we've missed.
Yeah. I'd like to see the top of that conversation, at least.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. It won't make it right, but it'll make it
easier to digest. Haunting.
Yeah. Easier to digest.
Because I'm about to, like, fly to Jersey and to, like, hurt somebody.
I just think if that doesn't... Like, how are these things not a warning to Teresa?
I don't know. How is she not seeing it?
But then I think her bar is so low.
So low. So low. But you see, with Judice, he was up front with his... behavior.
He wasn't up front with the affairs, was he?
No.
But you're right, it wasn't complicated.
He treated her like shit. It was very open and vocal. Yeah, it wasn't like he wasn't.
There wasn't layers of deception or manipulation. Yeah. It was just like.
There was no cohesion.
Well, other than the mortgage fraud.
Yeah. Fair. You remember a lot, actually. You should need to give yourself more credit.
I think some of it is quite headline.
Yeah.
I do get what you're saying. It's like uncomplicated, isn't it? Like he's just like, he's just like swinging his dick about, whereas Louis's trying to be clever.
Mm.
And it's equally less likely.
Yeah.
It's equally unlikely that Louis is clever.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. But apparently Louis lost a lot of money with Joe Gorga.
Yeah. How?
About Pizza Oven?
Right. Okay. Do they cost that much?
But to make a pizza oven and distribute it. I don't know. Whatever.
Vanderpump.
All right. So where are you on Vanderpump? Have you started watching any previous Vanderpumps?
No, I've not.
Okay. So, but you're watching the current season.
I'm watching the current series and I'm loving it.
Okay. So
I'm loving it. And also because all the things are like huge revelations to me. It's a real privilege.
Okay. I would love. See, you need to be on Twitter because when I'm watching people now watching Vanderpump Rules for the first time because of Scandal and watching their tweets, I'm living for it.
When I find time and I start, I will record all my notes and we'll have like a whole just Vanderpump episode.
I just need you to send me messages as and when shit happens and then I'll just take those and turn
You'll
those into like...
You know where they're from.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last two episodes
was the Vegas and the Havasu trip.
Vegas trip. That's a fucking riot. So I'm kind of like, it's like similar to Marge, isn't it? I find with Lisa and Raquel. In that all of the things that Raquel is calling Rachel are not untrue.
But all of the things really that Raquel is calling Rachel. What?
Raquel is calling Lala.
Okay.
Are like, it's not that they're not true. It's just that it's so hypocritical.
But it's, I don't, yes. But I think Rachel Raquel, whatever, is looking at it from...
She's looking at it from her and James' point of view, and not from her and Tom's point of view.
Because I don't think there's enough space in her head that those two thoughts...
No.
Like, I don't think she understands, like, the gravity of what she's doing. And it's like that moment in the mid-season trailer, which I've watched like 150 times.
Everybody has watched the most watched thing in the whole world.
Who is Tim? Who is he kissing in the bed?
I think it's Adriana.
Is it? Because that's a very passionate kiss.
This is what I've been told by other people when I've questioned this.
Anyway, because when Katie says to her, that's my husband. Mm-hmm. And there's like zero. And then when Lisa Vanderpump is crying at the end and Rachel's just standing there smirking, like she has no concept of the consequences. Like she's
but
never
now,
been.
Now she thinks she's got ADHD. Have you seen that?
Oh, and what? And dyslexia? No.
Or autism? Or what, I don't know. She thinks she's got some shit. Not some shit, obviously. If you have an autism diagnosis, that's very real.
She's very much pretending. Because someone's told her she's got a lack of empathy, so now she's trying to find
there's not a reason, love. You're just a cold hard bitch. It's crazy though, the editing though, all of the like things when Andy came out and said we've not re-edited it, and Katie's just like, she only seems interested in other people's men.
Even Lala's revelations when she's like, I haven't had orgasms since
2016.
I haven't done this, I haven't done that. I was like, you have orgasms since 2016 because you masturbate. So that's a lie.
Yeah. I mean, with those nails, who knows?
Is this what toys are for?
Yeah, I mean, she can't not have come since 2016. She just can't have.
No.
I'm not surprised that sex with Vandal was shit.
Yeah. Like I said, he's the type of dude that rubs the inside of your left leg and asks you if it feels good. I don't know why it's always the left leg, but it just feels like appropriate.
What did you think of the new guy?
Ron.
Is that what he's called?
Yeah. He's so disappointed. His name was just like, it should be a Dre or like a... I don't know.
Okay, tell me your feelings, though. About him.
If I could just see the tattoos, uh-huh. I'm here for it. But it was something just a bit like, he wasn't big enough for me. Like, he was a bit too scrawny.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I still would. Let's be clear. Just because of the tattoo element. Like, I don't really care about the rest. And from what I hear, he's hung like a donkey. So we're all up in that. But
I was liking all of his, I mean, his patter was on point.
When he was like, don't be anxious before you, what was it he said? Don't be embarrassed before you do, oh my God.
Don't be nervous before you get service.
Yes, that's it. That was everything. Oh, what was it? You've got, is that a bee in your ear? Yeah, he's like, do you want honey dripping everywhere? Oh, I was like, okay. And then that line, I was like, right, we're going to bed.
I did like that he'd gone and got changed and had a shower.
That was respectful.
Yeah, it was.
I like a man who turns up with a clean dick.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, is that too much to ask? No, after it's being really in that not. Fucking, that bar where Hope goes to die.
But I also hope he doesn't use perfume soap on his penis because that's going to give me a yeast infection.
That's a good public service announcement, though.
Yes. But also wear a condom so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, still, just, you know.
I mean, I haven't used a condom in like 20 years. Like, I don't know.
Shit. I hear they're still a thing.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, I wouldn't know.
I was quite interested in Matt, the bartender.
He was cute.
Yeah, he was cute.
He was very cute.
And I feel like he knows things. Like the fact that he was like there, I just feel like I don't think he's as stupid in this scenario as other people are.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like he's seen some things and he knows some things.
Yeah.
He could tell us some stories.
Yeah, I quite liked that whole boys' night dynamic until the girls turned up.
Oh my god!
Like Matt looked like he was going to have a good time.
He did look like he was going to, and I was as pissed as James was.
Oh, James was raging. He was, and I was here for James.
I loved his like explanation of how he was raging. He was like, "I thought we were going to have guys' night. I was going to talk about how my girlfriend's got a cute ass, and I thought she hasn't got a fucking ass. I'm amazed she can sit down."
But that's what he goes for. Like, have you not seen Ali and Raquel? Like, early seasons, Raquel and Ali, they're the same person.
She is so vacant.
Again, early seasons, Raquel.
Yeah, yeah. And,
but this is the thing. This is why I think that Raquel has had us fooled.
Well, she is, maybe she's just vacant and horny. Whereas I feel like Ali isn't even horny. She looks like she sleeps in underwear.
Well, you've not told me you're not allowed to sleep in underwear because you need your vagina to breathe.
You just absolutely don't sleep in anything, but she looks like she sleeps with multiple layers of clothing on.
Yeah. I mean, I wear pyjamas. Sometimes.
No.
No? Okay. What if there's a fire?
What do you mean, what happens if there's a fire?
You're going to run out into a street naked?
Yeah, I mean, if my house is on fucking fire, yeah.
All right.
I got a duvet.
Good for your neighbours. You got a duvet, but you've got to get your kids out the house, bitch. You can't carry a duvet and your kids.
Huh? I mean, but we are naked in the house, so it's not like they've not seen us naked.
No, I think you're missing the point.
It's going to be fine. If the house is on fire, I think someone's going to bring me a blanket. It's going to be all right. I can only sleep with shoes on in case the house fucking catches fire.
Fair. All right. But your shoes aren't your badge and your boobs.
This is true. I am like trained in quick changes though, aren't I? So
yeah, I'd still be coming down the stairs in my pyjamas and you're already outside.
You'd be hopping in, falling. Yeah, yeah, and it's fine.
Yeah. And I'm like 20 minutes later and I was clothed. There. What do you think about Raquel getting off of Oliver Bouvet?
I think she's just a big attention whore.
Do you think Lala was upset that she lost a man to Raquel?
Yeah,
or do you
she
think
was.
She
yeah,
was
she thinks she was really fucking pissed. And
I would be too, though.
Lala's all chat, isn't she? She's like all gob, and she can't. I don't think she can really back it up. Like, where does she get off with her? Like she talks like she's a bad bitch, and I'm like, is there any actual evidence for that?
He has laid down some serious groundwork.
Like, she can be mean.
Seasons.
But mean doesn't actually cut it if someone comes for you.
No.
Like, speaking as someone who is all gob.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, you are chat, 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 chat. As soon as someone actually makes a move, you're going to go down like a dead tree, aren't you?
Do you know who you need on your side if someone actually comes for you? Katie Maloney.
Oh, yeah.
She'll fuck a bitch up.
God, she's so fucking miserable, though.
But she's been miserable. This is the appeal of Katie Maloney.
Yeah, no, her truth is miserable.
Like, she's never not been herself. She's been her authentic self for years.
Why is she on this?
Huh?
Why is she here? Why is she doing this? She hates it.
Because she doesn't understand how miserable she is. She's unaware.
And she's miserable because she's married to him.
Yeah.
And he's too coked out of his mind to get it up.
But he was cheating on her for years. Like, oh my God. Like, so many. Like, on their bachelor and bachelorette party, they had a joint bachelor and bachelorette party. She was still telling him, I'm upset with you because you fucked a girl in Vegas.
But they just
and you
can't
won't admit
get
it.
Out of their, each other's way.
Just, they should never,
all of it
they
when
were
it
never happy.
But at that row at the end where she like, oh my God, what the fuck is she wearing to that pool party?
Okay, I thoroughly enjoyed the outfit.
For a pool party?
Yeah, but she's not going to get her body out. She's like past those today.
She's wearing a beret.
It was like a straw hat beret as well. It wasn't even like a proper beret, was it?
In LA.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off. That's the problem, isn't it, with being like, I'm the cleverest person here. And it's like, yeah, that is a shallow fucking pool, babe. She shouldn't live in LA. She's in the wrong place.
Yeah, it's true. My favorite line of the latest episode was when Ariana said to Tom Sandoval, "I'm leaving because I'm not doing the usual.
I'm not doing Tom against the girls."
And then James was like, "So we're not doing that today." James is
that,
not...
I'm watching Raquel trying to make a thought. That is up there.
Come on, make a thought, Raquel. We know you can do it.
Oh. The other thing I love before the pool party, I love also all the incidental characters in Vanderpump.
The who?
Whoever, all of the like extra auxiliary people. Yeah. I loved whoever the fuck it was who was like being told that they needed to bring pool culture. Whoever the fuck he was great.
Yeah.
Mimo, is that who's the other guy? Mimo,
the guy who works at the pump. Yeah.
Him? Yes, yeah. Please watch that.
Yeah.
All of these people, I'm like, these are all great.
But you need to watch it from the beginning. There's so many of them that pop in and pop out.
But okay, I would like to talk about Sheena.
Oh God. We don't have enough time.
So that chart.
I don't know what that is.
The chart in her when she was like, and we have to kiss for a minute. And
yeah.
That's like who is whose prisoner in that relationship?
So
and her reflecting, because obviously I don't know any of the past, so I don't know that she's been married and it's been a massive fuck up. So she's telling me that, and that's the first time she said, she's like, oh, it's so ironic that like I was forcing a marriage and now I'm so happy. And I'm like, oh,
but
right,
she
and
said
you can't
all of
see
that
this is going to fucking crash in like 6 fucking months.
Yeah,
and
so
he's
she
already
said
that he needs a green card.
Yeah, and he's a deadbeat dad who hasn't paid any child maintenance for the two kids that he does have.
In Australia.
And he beat his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she can't see that.
Okay, so Sheena is a hot... So Sheena...
She's got...
Is
she's
one
not
of the... Was, okay, so Brandy Glanville.
Yes, she fucked Brandy's husband.
Yes. And that is how Vanderpump Rules started. Because it was... So there was a lot of crossover of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Vanderpump Rules at the very beginning. And we saw a lot of that play out. And that's, I kind of think, how Vanderpump Rules started, because it was like Andy Coben saw the drama
the
between
potential.
Brandy and the rest of them. And Lisa Vanderpump was like, yeah, they're all fucking each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the show started. But Sheena's gone from one relationship to the next. Like, my husband's amazing. My life is amazing. Oh, my God. I'm just, like, so happy. And, like, my life is just, like, fucking amazing. And, like, I'm just, like, I just, oh, my God. And then, like, that's that that's the husband. And then he's, like, I have to divorce him now because, like, he takes pills and he, like, emptied my bank account. And I'm, like, I just can't. And it was all a lie because I never, like, really loved him in the first place. And,
right,
like,
okay.
My marriage was, like, shit. And then
she
dated another guy who was like, he could put a TV on the wall in like 7 minutes. I'm like so pleased to be dating like a real man. And then that was his redeeming quality, that he could put a TV up on the wall in 7 minutes.
Well, he can mount a TV.
Yeah. And then there's like a series of
I'm amazed any of them have children.
Yeah, I know. I just
feel like they don't have very much spatial awareness. I'm amazed they can have sex. I mean, 7 minutes does sound quick.
Yeah.
Was that his job, or that's just like a side brag?
Oh, it's just a side brag.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't think I'd marry him, but...
Well, she didn't marry him.
Okay.
But she was going to marry him. Before her divorce was through from the first husband. It was you need to watch.
So quick.
The evolution.
It's the bounce back, isn't it? It's the straight on to the next. And now she's with Brock.
Yeah. Brock the Rock.
Yeah, I mean, he is a beefcake, isn't he? He doesn't
know.
Do you
feel
like
he's shaded his abs a little bit at the pool party?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's... The thing is, if you've got that bulk... It's hard. It's really hard to maintain the definition, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I like him. I think he's fun in like a Labrador way.
Yeah, like I want him to be in the show more. He was in it more last season. In it less so this season.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he's waiting on the green card.
No, I think he's in it less because he was being paid, and I think he had to then pay his child support.
Oh, ork.
So yeah. Now he's like, I'll be in it
I mean,
less,
I feel
and
like
then
if
I
you've
don't
seen
have...
him talk for one season, he's not going to bring anything else.
No.
He doesn't
Absolutely
look
not.
like he's got a thrilling conversation. I don't think she's with him for the conversation, is she?
No.
But yeah,
absolutely
but
not.
okay, so they have a chart that says they have to kiss for a minute.
Yeah.
Which seems like the sort of thing a 13-year-old would write down.
Absolutely.
And the wedding, and she, yeah, last time she forced the wedding, and now she's also forcing a wedding. And I just thought, oh dear.
Yeah.
But this is a pattern. So she's chosen not to learn. That's her fault.
Yeah, she's very dumb when it comes to men. Very smart with money,
but also,
though.
But her fucking friends are dumb too. Her bridesmaid hasn't booked a fucking room at the wedding in Mexico. Like, what did she think she was going to do? Just sleep at the bottom of their bed? Like, it's Mexico. It is a well-known holiday destination.
And it's the summer.
And it's not where you live. You will have to book a bedroom. I think everybody is wrong in this scenario. Everybody. No
one
is right.
Do you think Katie should give up?
Yes!
Okay. That was a very strong yes.
I just think she doesn't want to fucking go there. All she's going to do is make herself more fucking miserable.
I think she doesn't want... So I didn't have any feelings on this other than I think she was just being a stubborn bitch.
Yeah, she was.
Until
a
I
bitch.
Saw someone's theory on Twitter. Sorry, I can't shout you out because I can't remember who you are, but shout out to you. Was she realized that the whole cast was going to be in Mexico filming, and she's like, I don't want to miss being on camera. That's what it's really about.
Yeah, but why? I just don't understand why she's on this show.
Because you haven't seen Tequila Katie.
I haven't seen Tequila Katie.
He's everything.
I do. I don't think I like Sheena. But I did like when she was like, we've got to get the Schwartz back. I think because people want to fall over themselves for this man. And I don't see it.
No.
So like, unless we get to a point where there's some moves going on, I don't understand this. He's not that attractive.
He's not attractive.
He's not attractive.
He's clearly in love with Tom Sandoval.
Yeah. He looks like a guy who's sitting there with his dick in his hand. Like, get the fuck on with it.
Yeah.
And
they've never really had an active sex life.
I just think for a bunch of like young, hot people, how are they not getting laid more?
They are, but just not with each other's spouse, not with
just
their
spouses.
They're just getting laid with everybody else.
Is that true?
That's what it
hope
seems
so.
Like.
Because it just seems like a waste otherwise. But yeah, I think if you were a normal person, you would let Sheena buy that room off you, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Like, what is the loss?
Mm-hmm.
That her mate, the lip balm, the lip balm girl.
Christina Kelly.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
She never wants
to go fucking anywhere with her. She's a fucking downer.
Yeah, but she knows everything.
Poor Lala. She was trying so hard in that lake or wherever the fuck they were. And it was like, and she's sober. I was like, God, this is an uphill struggle.
Mm-hmm. But Christina Kelly has called every single person's personality flaws from the very first season of Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, yeah,
and
you
she's
can probably
called it
do
right.
The research if you're fucking miserable.
Oh.
And she seemed prudish. I can't remember why, but it was something and she seemed horrified. She just seemed generally horrified that Lala was going to have sex with that man, like she wasn't single and a grown-up.
Yeah.
But are you away from home and your kid and you're single and a consenting adult? What's your fucking problem? What do you care if she has sex with that man?
And you look like Lala after having a kid.
Yeah, batter on.
Absolutely. I'll give you
make sure you can remember what sex is like. It's been 7 fucking years.
No, she's had sex. She's not orgasmed. It's been 2 years since she had sex.
God, if anything, that might be worse.
I would rather be celibate for 7 years than to have sex and not orgasm.
Oh, do better.
Absolutely. That casting couch that Randall was running wasn't worth shit.
Clearly not.
No. Anything else to talk about on Vanderpump?
Yeah. I thought Tom Sandoval looked great in that stripy outfit.
The Sailor Moon outfit.
Yeah.
I like to call it.
Are we allowed to say that?
I don't know.
I know we do we have to hate him? I know
we
we
can
do
hate
hate
fuck him.
Yeah.
We can hate fuck him. That's acceptable, I think.
Yeah, I think he looked great. Absolutely.
I still think the sex with Sandoval would be incredible because he's so into himself that he wants to be the best. So he's going to go out of his way to make sure that he rocks your tiny little world.
That's nice. I think that's optimistic. As someone who works with a lot of performers, I think that's a really nice thought.
Okay. All right.
I think he looks good.
Yeah.
It
was a Thunderbolt earring for me, that whole outfit that did it for me. I was
he's wearing
God
the necklace all
it.
The fucking time, isn't he? That's that guy Joey, who like got brought in as Schwartz's twin. I felt like he'd just been fired.
Yeah.
I just pinched that party. I was like, no one has ever seen him before. Anyone who you bring in and they're like, oh, you all remember my friend. In these situations, I think no one's ever seen that fucker before. Absolutely never.
He was a decoy for the kiss at Coachella.
Yeah, which actually just was with Schwartz.
No, Schwartz says he wasn't there.
No, it was with Sandoval.
Yeah. Yeah, you really need to watch Van from the beginning. I know it's going to be a tough slog, but honestly, once you get into it, it like...
I'm not sure if I can... But they look so sad at the beginning, don't they? And they look...
Yeah, but that's what makes it great. And then they have like this weird like arc and then
they
come
get
back
money.
Down. Yeah, and then like season three to season like five, it's just... It's hilarious. Like, the drama's still there. The bullshit's still there. But it's funny. And Jax is on fire. James Kennedy's on fire. Like, all of them are so funny. And then, like, it goes back down.
James Kennedy being upset that his girlfriend isn't invited to the wedding. What do you think about that?
I think that's fair.
What, you think it's fair that he's upset or fair that she's not invited?
Fair that he's upset. But knowing how quickly he runs through girlfriends,
I
I'm
think
not
it's
paying
completely
for her.
Fair. Would you want her at your wedding?
No.
Absolutely not. And she doesn't have to come. And he's like, but it's the first time she's ever been abroad, like without her mummy and daddy. Like, that's not Sheena's fucking problem, is it? She doesn't have to come
but
to
that
Mexico.
Just gives
she's not
me a
fucking
reason
invited.
As to say why she shouldn't be there. If
yeah.
you're a big
You've
old
taken
grown
her
ass
to Mexico.
Woman,
yeah. But she's not. What do you think about them having their tarot cards read?
It was a spirit guide me. Tell me where to go.
Ooh. Bibbidi, you.
And I found it really creepy and uncomfortable the way James just kept like moving
touching
her hair
her
or
and
like
fixing her and like licking her. It made my skin crawl.
You wait until you see James and Lala early seasons. That's going to make you super uncomfortable.
But I think he's got like a real Madonna whore complex, hasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. He really does. He really does.
And that's presumably all wrapped up in his mum.
Yeah. His mum and him have a weird relationship.
Yeah, clearly.
Very weird relationship. And you see his brothers as well.
Oh my God, I think I'd only assumed he was an only child.
No.
Is he the
brothers.
Baby?
No, he's the eldest.
Oh my God. Oh God almighty.
Yeah.
Would you go to a sandwich shop and have a cocktail? Is that something that you think is on your agenda?
No, but if one existed, then yes, I would go.
Do you think that will be more successful than Schwartz and Sandy's?
Absolutely.
I think Sandoval doesn't realise how much profit he is putting into that business.
No.
Like every fucking woman scorned is going to buy a sandwich there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I think they should open it up in Salt Lake and become Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Oh, yes.
Because she's from Utah, right? She's from Salt Lake.
Who's from Utah? Oh, Katie.
She's from Salt Lake.
I thought it was Lala was from Utah.
Both of them.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. No, she's from Park City, Utah, Katie. And I think Lala's from Salt Lake. Either way, I mean, it.
Yeah, no, I would play for that in a heartbeat.
Orange and Roundabouts. Orange and Roundabouts? I meant to say Orange and Apples or Swings and Roundabouts.
And Oranges and Roundabouts. That's what they should call it. It's as good as Schwartz and Sundays.
Right, well, we found the episode name.
Oranges and Roundabouts.
Orange and Roundabouts or Schwartz and Sundays.
Okay.
Okay.
One last thing. Raquel, in her testimonial, she thinks she's come. Yeah, the fuck.
I knew where you were going with that. As soon as she said testimonial.
Sorry, what?
She stood up for herself. Was that why she dabbed?
What?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, if anything was evidence that she's not thought through a plan.
No, but it's really upsetting that she's not been in a relationship where she understands. Like, she can sit there and complain to Lala about the early stages of relationship where she set with her boyfriend. But she doesn't have any
concept. She's bitching about that while she's sleeping with someone else's boyfriend.
But of 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you must know that nobody really could ever be that upset about James Kennedy. Like, someone ruining your relationship with James Kennedy is someone doing you a favour.
But then she spends the time to talk to Ali privately and tell Ali about all this stuff because she wants to sabotage the relationship. So she clearly gets it. But it's like, until you've been a wife or until you've been a proper long-term partner in a proper loving relationship, I don't think you can understand the pain and distress that it causes to have that taken away from you. And I will say this until the cows come home, but karma's real and she's a bitch and she's coming for Raquel.
Oh, yeah.
And the way your relationship starts is how your relationship ends. And sadly, the proof is in the pudding with Ariana because she's cheated with Tom. And that's how they started. Mm-hmm. And now Tom's cheated on Ariana with Raquel. And now Rachel is going to get cheated on by Tom eventually.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I reckon he's going to get this one pregnant.
Yeah, I think the disaster baby is coming.
Absolutely. Because Ariana's never really wanted to do it. Like, she throws her eggs and stuff because she wanted to have the option, but she's always been very clear that that's not for her.
And I think he will do anything to piss off Katie as well.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Seems like such a weird trope. Yeah. Like, why do you... I get why Katie cares that her husband is in love with him. I don't really get why Sandoval cares.
Because Sandoval doesn't want any attention taken away from him. So when Shorts was with Katie, it was like, you've taken away my one true love.
Yeah. Oh my God, what a riot.
I can't wait for the rest of the season to play out.
I've seen the seating chart for the reunion.
And how? Where have I missed this?
I've got all this shit, yeah.
I need to go on the Twitter. So who's sitting where?
So, I didn't realise there was going to be follow-up questions. Hold on.
Sorry.
Sending it to you now. So, next to Andy, you've got Lisa and Adriana, like either side.
Okay.
And then next to Lisa Sandoval.
Okay.
And then Schwartz. And then they swap in Sheena and Raquel because they can't be together.
Right.
Because so they're going to have to do it in alternating parts.
Oh, you just said it to me. Okay, let me see.
And then on the other side, you've got Adriana and Katie. and James and Lala.
Oh, so they're never going to be on the stage at the same time? Sheena and...
No, I don't think they can be because of the restraining order. I think Sheena's, like, fallen on her sword and said, I'm prepared to duck. Because I think she realised that if they could only have one of them, they were going to have Raquel.
Yeah.
So actually,
Sandoval and Raquel should not be sitting next. That's just asking for trouble, isn't it?
Well, that's the job, isn't it?
Oh, good God.
Ask for trouble.
So this is being recorded, like, as we speak?
Yeah, it's happening now.
Oh, God. I'm so excited. I've never been more excited for a reunion in my life.
I feel like, yeah, like, this is what Andy has been training for.
Yeah, this is it. Like, if he doesn't ask the real questions, then we have to fire Daddy. We do.
All the questions. We want to know literally blow by blow.
Yeah.
I want to know all the things. I want to know exactly where in the house, where, all the stuff, time stamps, everything. Within how many hours of the dog dying? What's your dick in her mouth?
Because I think that their pit bull, or whatever it is that they've got, is the one that bit Raquel's dog that escaped through the fence.
Graham
Cracker.
I can't do Graham, can I? I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
It's too much. Learn how to speak Americans.
On that note... Sorry. That's it for this week's episode. We are going to catch up again soon when we talk about the real ultimate, real housewives.
The real Thailands of it all.
The real Thai. All right, now you've confused me. I don't know what I'm going to say.
Ultimate real... Miami reunion trip of girls.
Okay, she's just being a dickhead now. So I'm going to sign off. But don't forget to keep commenting, rating and subscribing and send us your life hacks, trials and tribulations,
health
anything
tips,
that you have,
please.
Yeah, someone that you want to share, because Rosie's like constantly dying, so she needs health food life hacks.
I do. I need shots,
and not the tequila kind.
Not the fun kind. No. Send me your tips.
All right. Good night, guys.
Night all.